But on Friday, I joined FX Alex Buck. He had a plus one.
Oh.
And I decided to be his date at a place I had no business going. It was a polo club.
Oh, wow.
At Ledieu Polo Field. It was the Maryland Polo Club. Snappy, casual dress code. Men are expected to wear coats and ties with long pants, Bermudas, and polo shirts. Ladies, please, sundresses, dressy shorts, and long trousers.
Where's the Maryland Polo Club?
It is way up there. God, I could look it up for you.
Oh, that's
quickly.
Okay. I can look it up.
It's up high. It's up north, like it's in Harford County, Jarrettsville, Maryland. Thank you.
Yeah, because that would explain the picture you posted.
Oh, of Alex and I pretending to be Southern Charm somewhere in Baltimore County.
I didn't recognize him at first. I just thought he was a random man you were with.
Yep, which I often am.
And where is this photo?
It's from the Maryland Polo Club. You can go to at JSS98Rock on Twitter.
Twitter.
Scroll down. Twitter. And you can see us there. He had a very nice man bun, shorts that were way too short, dress, shirt, and jacket. And there they had a beautiful spread of food. They had a silent auction. It was all for a good cause. It was for shock trauma, I believe. But they had a bar, and the guy that put this thing on did not chintz on the alcohol. This guy had every type of rye and gin and wines and champagne. And I guess the guy that put it on, big beer fan, big IPA fan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's do it.
So they didn't have a lighter option is what you're saying.
They did have Budweiser, which I drank like seven of. And you know me, Scott, for years, Josh, as well. If there's entire chunks of dragon fruit floating in it, give me 12, bartender. But I saw them all go over and get these IPAs, and I looked it up. I think it's called Two Hearted Ale, made in Michigan.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's one of my favorites.
7.0.
Bell's Two Hearted?
The Two Hearted Bell's Brewery. Yeah,
Bell's Two Hearted.
7 ABV, year-round.
Great beer.
And I saw them all drinking these things, and it looked like they were muscling down Simple Green Surface Cleaner. Alex and one of the other people from where he works and some other guy that was sat at our table had these big round tables, and they were drinking these things. And with every one, they just kind of, you know,
oh, that is good. Yeah, it's good smooth. It's real smooth.
I'm like, you don't look like you're enjoying this at all. So I crack one open. I take myself a sip. Oh, God, it's like drinking a flower.
Yeah, the hoppy.
Man, is it hoppy. And I tried because I hear people sing their praises and how much they love an IPA.
I like this beer. I like the Two Hearted Ale.
And
it's a very popular beer. You find it everywhere.
Moving and grooving. People were ripping through tubs of this stuff. And I could maybe drink a neck's worth of it before I'm like, I can't. This is something I want to flush an engine with. And I was reading into it that you might be genetically programmed to hate hoppy beers.
Possibly, yeah.
That early humans were driven by the most primal and basic instincts to survive, and certain people in certain parts of the world had different taste buds and flavor profiles in their mouths to where they could enjoy like disgusting sour berries that like a foreigner that would come to their land would hate. It's like the reason that people in Mexico can drink the water in Mexico. We go there and we just get the blood farts. And I want to enjoy one because people seem to love them, but every one I drink to me just comes across like I'm drinking 409.
Maybe, like you just said, maybe it just has to do with your genetic predisposition. I'm reading about the Bell's Two Hearted, and it says this IPA is bursting with hop aromas ranging from pine to grapefruit.
Oh. It's got a 4.5 out of 5 on beeradvocate.com.
It's a great beer.
Mike, you like this beer, right?
I've never had this one.
Oh, you like the Telltale, right? That's the one.
Oh, that's my go-to. Telltale Hardy Ale.
Shout out Mike checking in. 0784 says you got to try that Heavy Seas Tropicana Citrus IPA. Very smooth, not too fruity. Because you know me, I love my backwoods hee-haw beers, all right? I like a beer so clear
nobody
I can read through it.
But yeah, just drink what you like. Who cares? I mean, you know what I mean?
It just seems like there's so many wild flavors of IPAs. Like, I'm going to crush a case of Coors, a case of Bud, a case of Miller all day, no problem. But then I see this stuff like this two-hearted ale and that the other stuff our buddy suggested, the citrus IPA, and it seems like the volume and flavor choices are so much more grand. And the packaging is awesome. I got to say, there's probably no better beer label or alcohol label in the world than IPA labels. Stone Cold has his own Broken Skull IPA. I mean, if it's good enough for Austin, it's good enough for me. So do you have, what's your go-to, your favorite?
Oh, man. I don't, there's so many. I don't even know. I was trying to, like, go back through my Instagram and see, like, what I've tweeted about or text about. But the one you mentioned, like, I didn't know what beer you were going to say. When you said it, I'm like, oh, I love that beer. Oh, like, I do love that beer.
And I feel like, because part
of it, I think that's a good, well-balanced beer.
I feel like they were pretending to like it. I was just looking at their faces, even though there was one guy that crushed like six of them in front of me. Some of the people around me were taking a sip, and it looked like they were muscling it down. Like, you don't look like you're enjoying that. And IPAs seem to be very divisive. Morgan, the Crimson Temptress, checks in, says, Tregg's Crimson Pistol. So good.
Well, hello there.
Then Kirby checks in, IPAs are filth. They're caustic dishwater. It's such a fork in the road.
Yeah.
And I know how hypocritical this sounds of me because I love scotches like you do, which I know it's just like sucking on a burnt piece of firewood. And I love it. And other people are like, how could you drink that? It's like you're drinking liquid potash. So coming up outside of Keith Mills Sports, I want to talk to you. 410-338-1098. We're just talking about IPAs. Is there like a particular one, or are you along the roads with Kirby or Haley that's checking in? If she says, if I wanted to taste bitter grains, I'd eat awful quinoa. I'm all about that Pilsner instead. But then, you know, Kyle checks in. Oh, man, get that duck pin. I want to educate.
Two-Hearted Ale was voted 2017's best IPA.
I want to like IPAs because, A, I'm just a child and they all have colorful labels. And I'm like, I bet something delicious is in that bottle. Look at it. It's got a picture of a pirate on that son of a bitch. Oh, look at that. Oh, it's got good froth to it.
Oh, man, it's sour.
I tried one over the weekend, or last Friday, I should say. I just can't do it. But the people that love them, love them.
It was just for so long you had no options. You had, you know, your typical American lager.
Your light beers. Love my Bud. I love my Coors. I love my Miller's. Shout out to a Corona and the hot summer sun. We got our good friends at Flying Dog right around the corner. We love them. But these IPAs, a lot of people are like, yeah, it's just like drinking a flower. And it's the hops, right? It's the hops.
It's the hoppiness that you probably don't like. Yeah. The hops get you.
And but I wish I could like it.
And when they first came out, they seemed like just the only like flavor profile they had was hops. It's like, okay, this is a beer, and it's loaded with hops. And the reason that it's called India Pale Ale is because when Britain settled in India, when they were making the colonies over in India, they were shipping beer over.
Oh.
And the way to get it to stay fresh was they would just load it with hops, and it wouldn't spoil that way. And it didn't spoil.
Oh, check that out. Okay, that's cool. And then jerk meats to keep them fresh.
Right. Yeah. And then that became the flavor profile of the beer. I say you just screw it. Say F it. Why do you need to like it? You don't need to like it. Like what you like.
Yeah, and what I like usually just has all kinds of blueberries, raspberries, and it's got a twisty straw with a little umbrella. I am a delicate lady. But sell me. Maybe there's one out there because I've been reading articles about it.
Heady Topper. Have you had a Heady Topper?
I have not had a Heady Topper.
Our buddy Steve, his Uncle John. Shout out, Uncle John.
Hey, John.
Always has like a fridge full of Heady Topper. You can only get them in Vermont. They're only at the brewery, the Alchemist. They're either only at the brewery or maybe right in the town of Burlington. I spent, I think, God, how much did I spend on a can for it? Might have just been $10. But I went up to a fish show up in
How big a can?
It's a tall boy.
Oh, okay. The kind I drink out of a paper bag behind Walgreens.
And I went to a fish show up in Saratoga, and that was like the hot item, was trying to find Heady Topper while you were up there.
Yeah, you told us about this when you went, that you and your guys were trying to track down a Heady Topper.
And that's considered one of the greatest IPAs of all time.
One of the things that I could rip off like a bunch of Coors and a bunch of, you know, Coronas when it's just like 95 degrees out is that they don't fill me up. And I understand that if you start ripping off two or three IPAs, it's just like you drank bread.
Oh, and you're also going to be hammered because they're very, a lot of them are very strong.
But I also enjoy, like, I can drink a full Guinness. And I really enjoy Guinness or like the blondes. Yeah. I love them. And those are heavy, but I don't mind. I think it's that flavor profile.
Well,
like
Guinness
saying.
Also doesn't have like the same carbonation. That's,
gotcha. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's a nitro.
Thicker, smoother. Let's go to Jonah, VA, who has a beer suggestion. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Well.
Hey, so I'm with Justin on this. I'm not much on the IPAs very much, but I did hear about this Megadeth beer that just came out. It's called Atulamone. Okay. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a Belgian style hoppy blonde beer, and it's really good. It's hoppy, but it's not overpowering.
It's from like Dave Mustaine Megadeth.
Yes.
Oh man, and thank you for the call, but I got to be a Megadeth fan to drink Megadeth beer, which is why I would try a Broken Skull IPA because I love Austin.
Right.
But not like, oh man, that weird feather-haired ginger that got booted out of Metallica. I bet he knows how to brew beer. Like, just because your name's on it doesn't mean I'm going to drink it. Let's try Devin and Frederick. Devin, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning. How are you guys?
What's up?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Good. Morning, Spiegel.
Good morning.
So I wanted to call. I actually called last week about the Old Bay crab beer.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted to mention... So in Frederick, we have this brewery called Old Mother Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
They make all different types of IPAs. One that they do pretty often is actually a Kool-Aid-infused IPA.
Oh, see?
Yeah, there we go. Now you're talking Justin's language. Hell yeah. Is it all fruity looking and it's like dark purple? And
It literally comes out red and looks like Kool-Aid. Tastes like a Kool-Aid flavor, but at the back end has that beer flavor, but it's very delicious.
Done. You've sold me. There's my IPA. The minute you said Kool-Aid or High C, if anybody does like a sun-kissed IPA, I'm all about it. Talk to me about that purple drink. Yeah, then I'm in. We got Jack in Baltimore. Jack apparently enjoys himself a hoppy beer. We're talking about IPAs, man. What's up?
Hey, man, good morning, guys.
Morning.
My only go-to for hoppy beer, I'm not a fan, but Loose Cannon, Heavy Seas.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of people checking in about Heavy Seas.
I'm not a huge fan of the Heavy Seas, if I'm being honest.
Tropicana, people over and over again. I'm not a hophead, gives Heavy Seas Tropicana a try. I got to try that Tropicana. Maybe that's going to be my thing. Someone says, try a Trop the Mic from Jailbreak, Vita Taco Bar in Annapolis. Shout out, that's a good place. Let's do one more here. Who's been holding on for a sec? Matt, all the way up in Red Line, PA, God's Country. What's up?
Oh, man. I'm with you on the IPAs, man. Every IPA tastes like licorice or lawn clippings. But Flying Dog actually makes a beer, a Blood Orange IPA. Oh. That is the only one that I can stomach.
What's the name of it?
I think it's just Blood
Orange.
They
got all kind of weird names, but you look up the Blood Orange, I'm sure it'll come up.
And are you with me, man, that the point I made earlier, it's not just like, hey, the flavors, but the labels on this stuff are incredible. For a dullard me that's easily tricked by advertising, I just rush to grab a case of this stuff because there's like a tiki god surfing on a wave of IPA.
Oh yeah, I'm the weird one. All my buddies love the IPAs. They've had me try every one under the sun, but I can't get them down.
All right, well, who knows? Maybe we'll give it a shot. I'll try that Tropicana and report back.